finish off the hour here very quickly. We don't have too much time. I had too much fire to spit last segment, so took some time there. I think it's all been extinguished, and we're good to go here. But this tweet came in from Jeff Goodman, who covers college basketball for ESPN this morning. I remember a while back that Austin Peay had hired Matt Figger as a head coach, another one of the guys on the Frank Martin coaching tree who had been with Frank for a while and obviously spent a bunch of time here in Manhattan as an assistant. So he is now hired as one of his assistants at Austin Peay, Delonte Hill. Delonte 400K making an appearance back in the college basketball world. He had multiple DUIs and got fired from Maryland when he was there with Mark Turgeon. He was the guy who had the D.C. assault pipeline, brought a bunch of players here to K-State. Michael Beasley was a part of that pipeline. People felt like that was a big reason why he got hired in the first place, but you're talking Roddy Magruder, Jamar Samuels, Wally Judge, was he D.C. assault? I mean, that a lot of those guys that came through the program that had a ton of talent were D.C. assault guys. This is a big risk. I think Matt Figger's swinging for the fences with this type of thing because – like Delonte Hill had one of the DUIs here in Manhattan after they ended the streak against Kansas. You know, it's been a problem going back for a while now. So he has proven that he can be a great recruiter and be a huge asset to your program. So I think if you're trying to get Austin Peay jump started, it makes sense from that standpoint. But you're also taking a huge risk that you're going to wind up with egg on your face, and people will say, "Well, why did you give this guy another chance?" I mean, we'll see. I just think that is a very intriguing thing to keep your eye on. If that will work, if Delonte Hill is rehabilitated, so to speak, and if that works out at Austin Peay.
A lot of ways it can go wrong, not as many ways that it can go right, in my opinion.
You don't think so? I think there's one way it could go wrong and one way it could go right. Seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Don't think he can bring that kind of talent into Austin Peay.
Well, no, but he'll probably bring better talent than whatever other assistant coach you're going to bring into Austin Peay. I would have to think. One of Bill Snyder's policies, I think, has been a double-edged sword for Sean Snyder and his candidacy for head coach.